This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Folks, what a day today, huh? Holy buckets, a lot of things happening. How are you? Welcome to What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. Most importantly, you're here, the star of the show, the folks that answer the question, what's on your mind? Yeah, give it up. Give it up for our fine listeners on a Father's Day weekend. And we have a little tradition here on What's On Your Mind, as you know. We love it when you share stories about, fathers, mothers, vets. Those are staples for us on, around Veterans Day, around Memorial Day, around Mother's Day and Father's Day. So we want the story about Dad. If you got a story about how your dad today most, stays with you, inspires you, great stories about your dad, why you are, who you are, what your father imparted on you, love those stories. Send them in, okay? And, of course, we'll have a MyPillow for the best story this hour and next hour. That's just a given. That's kind of our little gimme. Because we love hearing those stories. 800-228-0550. The President of the United States did something extraordinary today. Walked out of the White House, goes to the North Lawn, does an interview with Fox and Friends for 30 minutes, and then talks to the mob of media who he said mugged him on the way there and on the way back. You know, I don't know why the media doesn't love this guy. It's because they're not journalists. They're a bunch of people that out of, Start the Bleeding Heart Foundation is what they are. You know, there was an incredibly embarrassing moment yesterday at the White House with some reporter chastising Sarah Huckabee Sanders on how could she possibly not have empathy for the children at the border. The children of adults who are illegal immigrants who are trying to cross the border with their children. And the law of the United States says they must be separated. Now, the law could be changed, but guess what? The Democrats don't want to change the law. Heidi Heitkamp doesn't want to change the law. You know why? She's hoping to gain some advantage. Get some Democrats fired up and go out to the polls and support her. Chuck Schumer, same thing. Literally, the Democrats love the issue. They want the issue. They want their reporter friends to be screaming on TV. And that reporter friend, I wanted to say, gosh, I'd love to go meet your professors. Where were you educated? This isn't journalism. This is advocacy. Start a foundation. Make it your life mission to make sure kids are not separated from their parents at the border. Just do that for me. The big story is, of course, the Inspector General report. Gosh, I was really blown away. First of all, James Comey, he got it up, just right between the eyes. I mean, oh my gosh, it's terrible. It's blistering, right? Really bad. Some pretty good recommendations. But as the president said today, the IG report blew it at the end because it said all those texts, between Peter Strzok and his mistress and the back and forth they unearthed, while it was inappropriate and bad and terrible, there was no bias there. Well, listen, if I'm a senior FBI agent, in fact, the guy who signed the order on the Russia investigation, that's me, right? That's how high up I am. Right under Comey, I'm a big deal. And I have this text exchange and, girly friend says, please tell me, no, Trump's not going to be president, no. We will stop him. How's that not bias? If that isn't bias, what is? I'm totally confused on what bias is. So that, to me, is the sad part of this thing. They blew it again.
Is that like a compromise verdict where, well, I'll tell you what, we'll find him guilty of this, but not that. So he's getting some slap in the wrist, but...
Yeah, you wonder. You really do. The other big news today is Kevin Cramer, our congressman, is at the White House with farmers from North Dakota. Chad Weckerly from Hertzfield, Julie Ellingson from St. Anthony, Barry Schulich from Oaks, Terry Wanzik from Jamestown, Tom Campbell from Grafton, Kenny Grainer from Huff, Kevin Skunas from Arthur, Levi Otis from Harwood. They are at the White House today talking with Wilbur Ross, who is really sort of the mastermind on the whole trade thing from the Commerce Department. He's the guy, I think, that says thumbs up, thumbs down, depending on what the trade advisors want, and a pretty savvy, longtime business guy. He's there along with the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture, and they've been meeting. It was supposed to be a 45-minute meeting. It's now an hour and a half already that it's gone. There is going to be a press conference after, and we have our tape rolling on that. We'll take it live or if we're in a break, we'll bring it to you when we come back from the break. What do you want me to say?
You guys are still using recording tape over there?
You won't miss any of it.
Just kidding.
We will use every technology available to us to make sure you don't miss any of it. Can I say recorded, or is that an outdated term?
No, that's fine.
I am a dinosaur.
Just kidding. There's a whole generation that's going to go, what does tape mean?
Now, there are some new tariffs that were announced today on China for technology. I want to check in at some point with Eugene Grainer on that, because everybody's hair will be on fire, trust me, before long on that. Oh, no more tariffs! Oh, it's terrible! They're going to wreck everything! No, they're negotiating. That's what they're doing, folks. Folks, they're negotiating. Do you hear what John Hovind told us yesterday? When we asked him where the NAFTA deal is at, he said they're close. He said the deal on the table for the U.S. right now is better. We have a better deal. And in true Trump fashion, he's not ready to sign it. He wants a better deal yet. Just keep your powder dry, okay? There'll be plenty of time to say how horrible things are. Don't buy into the political games. Look, if you've got a political party, Heidi Heitkamp's political party and apparatus saying, the idea that children and parents are separate at the border is something we could use politically. Never mind that it's the law. Never mind that we could change the law. Let's use it politically. They're doing the same thing on tariffs. Oh, so terrible, those Republicans on tariffs. They're messing up agriculture. They're screwing things up. Get in the room. Roll up your sleeves and go to work. I'm tired of that mamby-pamby stuff. Now, I listened to 50 minutes of the president's interview today, and we're going to play excerpts of it on the program. He said something, and when he said it, I went, uh-oh, you watch. That is going to be something that they are going to make a big deal out of. You watch. Here's what it was. He was talking about the conversations with North Korea, and somebody said, why do you say nice things about this guy? You said horrible things about him, about the hostage. And the president said, look, I don't want you and your family to be subjected to a nuclear war. That's why I'm engaging in a discussion with them and, trying to have a better outcome, which, again, I wish they would realize. How are you going to get a deal with somebody when you say, you evil killer, you're awful, you're terrible, man alive, how you treat your people is ridiculous. Man, you're a butcher. Yeah, do you want to sign a deal? I mean, hello, isn't this just like negotiating 101? Now, I don't think you can compromise your principles. I think you need to be very careful about saying, hey, we brought up human rights, as the president said he did. You know, I think that's appropriate. You don't ignore that. But obviously, the rhetoric you use, you have to be careful. Anyway, he talked about the North Korean leader, and I think one of the reporters said something to the effect, I have it here, we'll play it in a little bit, something to the effect of, so, Mr. President, you kind of said some nice things about this North Korean leader. Why am I trying to recount this? I'm going to play it for you so you can hear it yourself, okay? Here's Steve Ducey asking the president a question. It's only a 20-second clip, but I want you to hear this and see what you think is going to come out of this. I think I'll play it for you. Yeah. There we go.
Are we close to seeing Mr. Kim here at the White House?
Could happen. I mean,
they talked about that yesterday.
I would have him. Yeah, I think it's something that could happen. Yeah. Hey, he's the head of a country, and I mean, he is the strong head. Mm-hmm. Don't let anyone think anything different.
Right.
He speaks, and his people sit up at attention. I want my people to do the same.
What do you think is going to be controversial out of that statement, Todd? I want my people to do the same.
Right.
I heard it, and I thought, oh, you watch. They're going to say, Trump wants to be a dictator. He wants everybody to stand up and da-da-da-da. Guess what?
Of course, we're kind of seeing that already anyway, but...
I mean seconds, minutes maybe, but not long after he said it, Axios News alert. First thing out of everything he's talking about, the Inspector IG report, talking about trade, talking about, all the negotiations, everything, that's what they highlight. Of course. And, I mean, do you honestly think that means that Trump wants people to, be afraid of him like they're afraid of, I don't myself, but you tell me if I'm wrong. 258-0550, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Give us a call. Love to hear about your dad today. There's a couple events happening this weekend we're going to tell you about, too. Valley City has a fun little Father's Day weekend, and there's a barbecue out in Dickinson, and there's neat breakfast on the farm in Mandan tomorrow. So all that coming up here. Craig in Moorhead, you're up. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. You know, you've given us explanations before why you have Ellen Radner on, and I agree with you, but I think she's disqualified herself for any questions about children being locked up because she has gone on record. She's for open borders. Nothing more needs to be asked of her because that sets the tone for anything you might ask her or anything we might do. Open border crowd, their mind is made up. And how do you even deal with somebody with that kind of logic?
Well, I never give up trying to have a conversation with someone, but I hear you, Craig. Here's my question for you, the broader question. What percentage of Democrats do you think are for open borders? I think it's a larger percentage than say it. You know, I think
it's sad.
Look
what's going on in Europe now. They don't even want open borders in Europe. It's going crazy over there right now.
One word, Germany. You can see how open borders work. Craig, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Strangers in the night.
Good old Frank Sinatra, the crooner. 20 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. And that press coverage, or rather that gathering at the White House, Congressman Cramer and the farmers from North Dakota meeting on trade and tariffs. Now it's what, hour and 35 minutes. So it's gone really long. The press conference was supposed to start over a half hour ago. As a recap, hasn't. Our microphones are there, so we will have it when it happens. And let's see, President Trump on the Inspector General report this morning on an epic interview on Fox and Friends, half an hour interview, walked out of the White House, does his half hour interview, and then a bunch of other questions with the jackals in the media. It was fascinating. It really was. Listen to some of this.
From what you've seen so far, should James Comey be locked up?
Well, look, I would never want to get involved in that. Certainly, they just seem like very criminal acts to me. What he did was criminal. What he did was a terrible thing to the people. What he did was so bad in terms of our Constitution, in terms of the well-being of our country. What he did was horrible. Should he be locked up? Let somebody make a determination. Look at all the dishonest things that crooked Hillary did. Look at what's gone on. It's very sad.
It sounds like he was using a private email, too.
He had a private email. That was, of all the things, that wasn't, to me, maybe the most interesting, but it was probably the funniest.
She got in big trouble for her private email. Yeah. Oh, James Comey's using one.
That was a little bit of a surprise, I have to say.
Yeah. From what we've seen, though, regarding the IG report, it sounds like Comey made some bad judgments, but nothing criminal.
Well, if you look at what happened, and don't forget all of these people like Strzok, what he did was criminal. Mm. Strzok and so many others, McCabe is
you
now
mean
up.
The bias, the animus?
Well, they all worked for Comey, and Comey knew everything that was going on. You think McCabe didn't tell him everything? McCabe told him everything, and McCabe is up for criminal right now.
And now he's suing the Department of Justice.
And he's now suing, and it's a total mess. They're all going against each other. No, I think Comey was the ringleader of this whole, den of thieves. It was a den of thieves.
Are you confident that either through the congressional investigators or the IG report or new management at the FBI, things are going to work out, and we'll get to the bottom of all that stuff?
I do believe so. I think it's happening. It's happening slowly, but it's happening. I think Christopher Wray is a very different from Comey, which is what you need. You need different. You need, like, the opposite. And he's moving step by step, and you're going to see a whole new, very proud FBI. I think that the Justice Department will end up being great. It's all going to happen. It's all going to work out. But I tried to stay as much uninvolved as I can.
Pretty interesting. He went on to say that the vast majority of the people of the FBI deserve great praise, and that he thought highly of them. I thought that was important for him to do, too, and just say it was the 12, I forget what he called them. But anyway, we're brought to you today in part by our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI. We have a regular effort here on the program to make you aware of safety training, things that are happening, things that can save lives. And the spotlight today is to talk a little bit about the fastest growing epidemic in the country, one of them anyway, the opioid epidemic. Now, more deaths than motor vehicle crashes. It's the leading cause of unintentional death. In North Dakota, overdose deaths have increased by 200%+. So this Safety Council opioid awareness course is designed to educate employers and community members on the dangers of opioids. You hear about it, you read about it, you listen to it here, you say, "What? I want to know more." This will give you intervention resources, what you do when you suspect opioid abuse, how to respond if you suspect it, and much, much more. Bismarck, July 16th, Fargo, July 24th. So you got some time to plan this. NDSC.org, register online. NDSC.org, click the training registration icon. Back to the phones at 258-0550, Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Steve's on the road. What's on your mind, Steve?
Hey, Scott, a couple things. Actually, just driving by a pond with trumpeter swans with the babies. What do they call it? What are baby swans called? I can't even think of
them. I call them baby swans. I don't know. Yeah.
They're like, it doesn't matter. But interesting, I think that gentleman's point on Ellen Radner was very interesting. How can you be for Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, SNAP, Crackle and Pop, and every other, giveaway and be open border person? There's no way you can pay for that. If you let every person across that border that wants to and immediately start paying them to do nothing, which is the other side of their equation, that's just insane. That is not sustainable. As you pointed out, take a look at Germany.
Yeah, and you know what? Fine. That's your worldview. That's your belief. That's great. You know what? Start a foundation. Go jump up and down and talk about how important it is and that you want it and everything. Don't be in the media. Don't be at the White House asking questions about supposedly journalism questions. I mean, journalism is dead in this country. It's dead. It's ridiculous. If I were Sarah Sanders at the White House, I wouldn't even, you know, I wouldn't take questions. I'd say, hey, submit your questions. We'll get you your answers and we'll post them on some bulletin board. You know, I mean, they grandstand for TV. They, you know, again, it's not journalism. It's not, okay, I am a journalist. My job is to say, what are the facts? Right?
Yeah. What, one more point on that IG report. How can it come to the conclusion that there was no bias? That's insane.
Totally with you. I mean, it just screamed at me. And you know what's really interesting? I can't remember if it was Laura Ingraham or who pointed this out yesterday. I think I tweeted it out, retweeted it or whatever. But, I mean, so James Comey had a response in the New York Times within like a minute of the IG report coming out. And everything you heard from reporters was, so there was no bias, so there was no bias. Clearly there was this effort to get this out even before, and all the response was there, and there was this coordinated effort to have us believe, no bias, no bias, no bias, like a bunch of robots. I mean, look at the text in black and white and tell me that a fifth grader can't say, we'll stop him talking about the president by the guy who signed the Russian order for the Russian election investigation. I think that's bias. We'll stop him. I mean, I don't like him. That, you know, I mean, what else does that mean?
And for perspective, Watergate was a big deal, but using the IRS, the FBI, the CIA, the National Intelligence Agency to go after your political opponents is just all fair play when you're Democrats, apparently.
100% agree with you. Couldn't agree with you anymore, Steve. Thank you. Mike and Tioga, tell us about your dad.
Hey, Scott, just a quick story. Lost my dad. Will be 1 year, July the 2nd. But the memory of that loss is sad and happy all in one breath. I flew down to see him. Had not seen him for a couple of years. We spent Father's Day week together as much as possible. He was in an Alzheimer's dementia care facility, and his vision had gotten a little bad. So the last day I was there, I presented him with his Father's Day card, which I actually had to read to him. And the last words that we shared were, "I love you." I flew home, and a week later, he was gone.
But I'm with you. If you have
great
to lose,
man.
If you have to lose your dad in a situation like that, what a memory to have those final words. That's awesome. Mike. That is awesome. Keep listening. You might have the MyPillow winner of the hour. Thanks for listening.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump imposing 25% tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese exports, saying the trade imbalance between the U.S. and China has been going on for far too long.
mean, they got away with it for 25 years. I'm not just blaming Obama. I'm blaming many presidents and leaders.
The Chinese foreign ministry is saying today if the U.S. does impose tariffs, China will respond immediately in kind. The president also commenting on the Justice Department's Inspector General's report on the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email probe, which was highly critical of then-FBI Director James Comey.
What he did was criminal. What he did was a terrible thing to the people. What he did was so bad in terms of our Constitution.
While that report was highly critical of Comey, it ultimately found he hadn't acted with political bias. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get a...
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual.
There's a lot of things going on this weekend. I mentioned the Valley City. How did I know about Valley City? I think I got a Facebook invite to be part of the parade. And I thought about it. I really did. I thought it would be a lot of fun to check that out. Busy weekend, a lot going on, but I hope you get out there. So it looks like a lot of fun. They, in Valley City, really, they have the parade, but they also have, they call it Rally in the Valley, and they do it Father's Day weekend every year, which is kind of neat. So it's 4 days, and, they have a 5K race, the Bill Jansen 5K race, the parade. I mentioned the car show. They do a duck race on the river. I love those. Those are so fun. Street dance, motorcycle climb, and a lot more. So hope you get a chance to check that out in Valley City this weekend. Hey, weather. Mike Lindell. Mike, what's that, Tom?
Nothing.
Okay. Mike Sorry. Lindell of MyPillow sent me a set of his Giza Dreams sheets not long ago, and they are unbelievable. I always thought, you know, sheets are sheets, whatever. I don't care what I sleep on, right? I mean, as long as it's not sandpaper, I mean, I'm fine with whatever. But when you actually have these, you're like, you know, it's just like sort of a, I don't know. I mean, you're just like, oh, my God, you're being pampered while you're laying in bed, for crying out loud. It's really amazing. So, you know, we talk a lot about the pillows, and they are fantastic, and we have a great deal, but there's a lot more. And those Giza sheets are really incredible. Giza, by the way, is the Giza region where they grow the finest cotton in the world. Sahara Desert, Nile River, Mediterranean Sea all come together, so it's pretty cool. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028, and you'll get the up to 50% off special on everything they sell at MyPillow, so it's a really good deal. So we have a clip of a reporter. He's a CNN reporter that doubles as a reporter for Playboy, you know, real fine journalistic you know, entity there, right? And at the White House. And this guy, out of turn yesterday, starts jumping, on Sarah Sanders about whether or not she has any empathy. Now, I want you to listen to this and think about it as to whether or not this is actually representing someone you'd believe to be a journalist, a news person. You know, so when you hear the president's, mean to the press, or he treats them poorly or whatever, he calls them fake news or whatever, is it any wonder why? Because there's very few professionals in this room. These people are asking loaded questions from their own personal biases and agenda. I see very few people that are saying, this person says that, this person says that. What's the truth? What's your response? You know, straight up. Listen to this embarrassment. Roll that, Todd.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Jim, I'm giving you enough. Two questions. First of all, there is no law that requires families to be separated at the border. This is the administration's choice to move from civil matters and immigration onto criminal, to criminally prosecute people who come across the border illegally, and therefore they have to separate families. So why did the administration find that this was necessary? And if it continues to not have much of a deterrent effect, will you continue this policy?
Again, the laws are the ones that have been on the books for over a decade, and the president is enforcing them. We would like to fix the broken system that our immigration and fix our immigration problem. However, until Democrats are willing to actually fix this problem, it's going to continue. But we would like to see it fixed.
Doesn't Jill take responsibility for its policy change from civil, handling them as civil matters to criminal prosecution?
It's not a policy change to enforce the law. That's been this administration's policy since the day we got here.
In April, that he was going to make from handling it as a civil matter.
It has been our administration's policy.
The administration said it was a deterrent. They're separating families to deter people from coming here illegally.
Our administration has had the same position since we started on day one that we were going to enforce the law. I know it was something that wasn't high on the priority list in the previous administration, but it is on ours. We're a country of law and order, and we're enforcing the law and protecting our borders. We would like to fix these loopholes, and if Democrats want to get serious about it instead of playing political games, they're welcome to come here and sit down with the president and actually do something about it. Jill.
Don't you have any empathy?
Jill, go ahead.
Come on, Sarah. You're a parent. Don't you have any empathy for what these people are going through? They have less than you do.
Guys,
Sarah, come on.
Settle down.
Seriously.
I'm trying to be serious, but I'm not going to have you yell out of turn. Jill, please call.
It's a law, and they have, these people have nothing.
Hey, Brad, I know you want to get some more TV time, but that's not what this is about. I want to recognize you. Go ahead, Jill.
Honestly, answer the question. It's a serious question. These people have nothing. They come to the border with nothing, and you throw children in cages. You're a parent. You're a parent of young children. Don't you have any empathy for what they go through?
Jill, go ahead.
Two questions for you. Firstly, does the president really believe that Crimea is part of Russia because everyone there speaks Russian?
Unbelievable.
Wow.
That's the state of journalism today, folks. Don't you have any empathy? You have children. Oh, they love this. They absolutely love it. I posted it last night on my Facebook page saying another proud moment for CNN, and the president was asked about it today and about CNN in general.
Because he agreed to meet. Trump agreed.
Got the picture.
No, it's a funny thing. You got to watch CNN. I mean, what a fraud it is. Go, they go.
They're listening. Trump's They're right behind you.
That's fine. Trump, you hear me?
You got to watch CNN. What a fraud it is. He said, they're listening. They're right behind you. Big pack of media behind you. He says, that's fine. Are you listening? But exactly what they are. So on my Facebook page, I post this. And I get a post from Carissa Page. Carissa Page, a friend of mine. I know Carissa. She used to work for Earl Pomeroy. Very liberal. Lives in Portland, Oregon now. And you know, a liberal lawyer. I mean, just which is sort of an oxymoron. But anyway, she, not all of them are, but a lot of them are. Anyway, so she says, Scott, don't you have any empathy? See, again, I just adore the way liberals argue. It's the same thing to Sarah Sanders. It's not about the policy. It's not about trying to get to the facts. It's you don't have any empathy because you don't agree with me. Anyway, this prompted a whole series of conversations. My answer was, by the way, of course I do. And I don't like condescending liberals that assume I don't. And you folks own empathy. I hate that this happens. But the difference between me and you is I blame the person who's responsible for it happening. And they never do. Do you notice that never enters the equation? It never enters the equation. That's them. Now, do you think that maybe I got Todd some answers on that? And hey, how about blaming the person responsible? Do you see any culpability for the parent choosing to do that? No. So here's what I got from this same Carissa Page. It's my moral obligation to call this stuff out. Oh, I see. Now we're the morality police. And by the way, I call it out all you want. You don't get to call it, you know, what it is. My lack of empathy. Scott, I just won't stand idly by while I see the dog whistle appeals to racism. What if this was your child? Or is that a different story because they're white? Can you believe this? And no, I'm not for open borders. I'm for a border policy that would actually work, not this one. Well, it's been working. Todd, do you know the definition of a racist?
That seems to be a moving target in this day and age, depending on one's talking points, but...
The official definition of a racist is someone who is winning an argument against a liberal. Just so you know.
See?
You win an argument against a racist.
It goes to the talking points. That's what it's based on.
Yeah, exactly right. Obviously, the fact that you're not deeply ashamed of being a bigot who appeals to people's most base instincts speaks for itself. This is what she said. Now I'm a bigot. I'm a racist. And again, all I'm for is the law being followed, which could be changed tomorrow if the Democrats didn't want the political issue. Number one, that's the real issue here. These bleeding heart liberals ought to be screaming at liberals, at Democrats. Heidi Heitkamp, she could today make a statement that she wants the law changed and make a difference with her party. Those are the people who actually listen to her. Republicans don't. And I just received a Facebook message from Brad Elliott Schlossman, a reporter, coincidentally, for the Grand Forks Herald. And it is all he's saying about this conversation is hashtag fake Christian. So now I'm a bigot, I'm a racist, and I'm a fake Christian, according to two North Dakota liberals. They're unhinged, folks. They're unhinged from reality. It's really an embarrassing thing to watch. It's really, really embarrassing. Kathy in Bismarck, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Scott. Well, I just want to say I thank God every day that we have people like you, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, defending, our values. The thing on, I want to get to Sarah Sanders. You know what they're really trying to do? They're trying to just wear her out. It's just constant badgering, badgering, and badgering until she's had enough. The problem is they don't like her because she's finally one who stands up against the liberals and tells it like it is.
Did you see any of did you see any of that exchange yesterday that I just played? Did you see it?
No, I did not, Scott.
Because it was what I saw in Sarah Sanders' eyes was exactly what you're predicting, wearing her out. I mean, it looked to be like, you know what? I don't need this. This is
awful.
Yeah,
that's exactly what they're doing. And the thing is she's so darn effective. She doesn't take any, excuse the expression, crap from anybody. She'll just say it like it is and put it out there. She'll tell them to shut up. I've looked on YouTube and listened to a couple of the afternoon press conferences, and I just have to laugh, and then you have to cry. It's just amazing. If they would have only done the reverse to Obama's press secretaries and badgered them on stuff.
Well, no, they're one and the same. That's the point. What did I say? This whole issue over the border is a Democratic ploy. They don't want to change the law. Yeah. They could change it right now. Number two, they have the mouthpieces in the media, that aren't journalists, that are a bunch of advocates on their behalf. So it's all one and the same. And folks, if you don't know that, you're behind the game. You're getting sucked in. So know this. Recognize this. Call it out. Chris on the road. Quickly, you're up next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. I'm sure that President Trump and his administration have the same feelings I do on empathy. They have empathy for the American taxpayer, and that's why they're putting law and order first. I have no problem with merit-based legal immigration because we're going to need workers from somewhere, being that there's more jobs than there are people looking for them right now. That's all I've got to say. I'll hang up and listen to your reply. Thank you.
You're 100% right. You absolutely are. There's no doubt about it. It's really easy just sort of to get in your own little comfort zone and just plow along and not really do it. And I'm telling you, they are doing everything in their power. Even this Inspector IG report that confirms everything we thought about James Comey certainly exonerates the president for firing him, which the media has been in meltdown. Washington has been in meltdown over that. Even Republicans were bedwetting over that, right? And guess what? He's been exonerated. And yet, even that report at the end has to say, but there's no bias. Who are you kidding? You think we're that dumb?
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Some exotic food. I mentioned there's a lot of things going on this weekend. We're going to talk about some of them in just a moment, as a matter of fact. Tell you a little bit about an event planned for the Bakken Barbecue for Make-A-Wish. It should be kind of fun. Yes, exactly right. So Tiffany Steiner will be on in just a second. Tell you about that. Valley City this weekend has a nice Father's Day weekend going on. I'll tell you another one, Watford City. There's a lot always going on in Watford City. I can't even wait for Rib Fest. They have a big anniversary Rib Fest going on this year, which should be a whole lot of fun. So get that on your calendar. That is the 10th of August. It's a ways off, but it should be on your calendar. 15th annual Best of the West Rib Fest in Watford City. And they are bringing back the VIP tent, big concert on Main Street. Ribs, ribs, ribs should be a lot of fun. Also going on is Rib Fest. No, not Rib Fest. Sorry, that's in August. Is the Home Fest, rather. And that's next weekend. So next weekend, Home Fest in Watford City. Weekend filled with family, friends, food, music, art, activities, and most of all, a whole lot of fun kicking off this summer. So should be a great time. Let me get Ron in here with a dad story before we talk to Tiffany about the barbecue. Ron, tell me about your dad.
Yeah, so we had such a traumatic childhood with alcoholism and craziness, and my mom had seven kids from seven different fathers. The last man she married, and she stayed married to him until she died, turned out to be a real dad to us. His nickname was Dink. Now, this is from way out of here, so it won't make any difference here in town. But his nickname was Dink or Squeaky, and he was a little guy, always had a sense of humor, but he took us camping, he took us hiking, he played hide-and-seek with us at dusk. He became a real male figure in our house.
That's really neat. That's a good story. And
after all the crazy...
Do you find yourself every Father's Day weekend taking a little time to remember and reflect?
Yeah, and he was a World War II veteran, and he died really young because of bad health conditions and things. But what a real figure in our house to give us some stability in all that craziness.
I love it. I love the name, too. Hey, Dink! Wouldn't get by with that long in a couple of circles. But anyway, Ron, appreciate that. Thank you very much. Got another submission for our MyPillow Best Dad Story today on Dad's Day weekend. Tiffany Steiner's here to tell us about the Bakken Barbecue. Tiffany, how are you doing? Oh, you're on hold. Okay, well, while you're on hold, I'll talk to Doc in South Dakota. How about that? We're still waiting for that press conference, too, from the White House. Hey, Doc, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I'm spiritually crushed by the response of some of your listeners to the news that that you're reporting. I hear them call you bigots, fake. I hear them call you all kinds of other stuff about, it's all about, it wouldn't happen if it was white babies. Instead of brown babies at the American border. Well, I am a retired white man. I'm a veteran. I'm a father. And 48 years ago, the Democrats, under the auspices of Planned Parenthood, murdered my son. He was white. And he was a male. When these guys call in and say that, all these people are you guys are bad and all these other people that are breaking the law are good and we have to have them, they are spiritually crushing Christian men like me. I wasn't asked about whether or not I wanted my son to live, but they just took his life without my permission or knowledge.
And I hear you, Doc. I tell you this, though. I would not let them spiritually crush you one bit. I mean, don't let anyone rob your joy. They can try, and they do often, but I don't let it roll off your back. I know it's an attempt. I don't like it. It's very dark. It's ugly, but I suggest you fight back against it. I appreciate you calling. Tiffany Steiner is here now. Okay, we have Tiffany and Jackie Schmidt, the co-founders of the Bakken Barbecue, both with us now. Okay, we got everybody hooked up. Ladies, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Glad to talk to you again. How many years now have you been doing this Bakken Barbecue?
We're on our sixth annual Bakken Barbecue this year. It's quite an achievement.
It's a great fundraising event. And you guys pick one charity a year, don't you, usually, that benefits?
Normally, yes, we pick Make-A-Wish. So this is our fourth year doing Make-A-Wish. It's such an exciting thing to do, and we love being a part of Make-A-Wish North Dakota because it goes back to our community. So a child that, someone in our community knows, they're receiving a wish.
Okay, what will we be eating, and where do I need to go to get it?
Well, we've had companies here all night cooking. We've had Ion Field Services, Lean Drilling, and shock pour cooking. So sounds like we're going to have some ribs, some briskets, maybe possibly some walleye, I heard. Plenty of great sides everybody has started this morning.
Fantastic. Jackie, what do you want us to know?
That the event starts at 4 o'clock, opens up to the public. We've got a kitty corner. We've got Sawdust, the band, playing tonight. We have Mavericks providing alcohol, and it's just a great event. $20 for children, or excuse me, for adults. Children 9 to 15, 10 bucks, and 8 and under are free, and you don't want to miss out.
And one more time, it starts when and where?
It starts 4 o'clock at the West River Community Center parking lot. I guarantee you, you will smell it for about a mile away right now, because we smell like we've been here for 6 hours.
Yeah, follow your nose.
Really good.
Follow your nose. Ladies, thanks so much. Good job on the Bakken Barbecue for a great cause. Make a wish. Thank you.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Scott Hinnant here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Farrelson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them, and what you do, and how you take life lessons very young, lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Farrelson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book. Read it. And pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Farrelson. You'll enjoy it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.